Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
The Axe and Crown, Round 2, Episode 2, The Cutting Edge.
What the hell are you doing?
Morning, guys.
Hey, Stan.
Why do you have a giant board?
Look, it's a blackboard.
See?
No, Stan, watch it!
No. Oh. Whoops.
Kid? Oh, sorry about that, guys. Oh, I'm just going to install it in the back room.
Why? What are we teaching, school now? No! Where the hell are you going to put it?
Just on the far wall beside the windows.
And cover the dot board?
No, it's for our new meeting space / studio, see?
Oh, boy, this sounds like a winner.
Wait, the back room already is a meeting space.
Yeah, but now it will have better tables to work at. Nice chairs, natural lighting.
God damn it, Stan!
What? Isn't it nicer with all those boards down off the windows?
You took the boards down?
Yep.
Kid?
What? You said you wanted me to run the tavern as best as I can.
Sure, but not by doing stuff. Just clear it with us before you open the windows or clean up a stain or throw away a body part or fix the floorboards, anything. Just clear it with us.
Stan, the whole point of having a back room is that no one can see in.
Yeah, but there's no fresh air in there. You guys have been in there. It's so dreary during the day. Who wants to work in a stuffy pitch black room?
Me and my associates do. It's kind of vital to certain, you know, discussions.
Discussions, okay. Uh-huh, gotcha.
Yeah, can we just put the boards back up?
Okay, how about some big heavy curtains instead?
Fine, that's fine. Why do you need light back there anyway? Who's gonna be working there during the day?
Me and my associates.
You what?
Well, okay, just one associate so far, but we are growing fast. See, me and my buddy Kalzak are starting a company.
Kalzak? Kalzak the Disheveled?
That's him. Doesn't like that name, but yes.
Who's Kalzak?
You remember that guy in the blue robe a couple nights ago? Kind of beat up looking.
Oh, yeah, him. Always hides in the corner, talks to himself a lot.
That's Kalzak.
No, he's not talking to himself. He's actually talking to his guardian spirit, Ephos.
Oh, so that kind of wizard. A demon summoner.
Well, that's a relief.
Well, technically, Ephos isn't a demon.
Yeah, technically, I haven't showered in 3 years.
That's true. Anyway, Cal's an old buddy of mine. He's coming by this afternoon, and we're going to talk business.
Huh. What kind of business?
Magic services. No, it's the new big thing. You don't have to know anything about magic or spells or
good,
summoning.
Good, because you don't.
No, I don't, but that's the point. We do all the work, see? The trick is finding a niche. One little specialized service that you can do easily, but that people will pay for.
Huh. So, what's your niche?
Well, first off, we were thinking of remote visiting.
Oh, like one of those mirrors that lets you talk to somebody else?
Yeah, like that. But it turns out there's a group at the university already working on a pocket version of that.
So you could talk to other people pretty much anytime, anywhere?
Exactly.
Ugh, makes me want to eat my own intestines.
No, wait, that could be handy, actually.
Right? But then Kalzak and I came up with the killer idea. It's going to make us a million crowns.
All right, let's hear this.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Food delivery.
That's it?
Magical food delivery.
We're not some 5-star Malurian restaurant. Anyway, If they want our food, they can come here the damn selves.
No, but this is the genius part. We don't just deliver our food. We deliver for every restaurant in the city, even your 5-star Malorian place, right to your home, by magic.
Well, wait, why do you need magic? What's wrong with hiring some kid to deliver it for a few pennies?
Yeah, I'm not good at managing kids. They tend to be...
smarter than you?
Yes, that's exactly it. And I keep losing my wallet. But compare that to magic delivery. Arrives immediately, no fuss, no muss, no oops, I dropped it in a puddle. Just great food straight from the kitchen. I'll be right back.
I think I smell the apocalypse.
Oh, come on, Uncle. Just for once, be supportive.
Okay. Now, check this out.
What are these?
Okay, these two things are called Jessamer boxes. They're linked with a displacement charm.
They seem kind of small.
Yeah, who's our target market here? Rats?
Gubbin, it's called a proof of concept.
Proof?
The real ones are going to be bigger than this. But the concept is, we have a box... the customer has a box. So if I put, let's say, this tankard in one, okay, that's not going to fit. Let's use peanuts here, these peanuts. Okay. If I put one in each box, close the door, push the button, and... see? The one with the shell off is over here now.
So they swap whatever's inside them.
Exactly. They switch contents. So the idea is our customers just pick from a menu and we get notified of their order.
Notified how?
Still working that part out. But when the meal's ready, we put it in the box. The customer puts their money in the box. We hit the button and boom, they get their food. We get paid.
What if they don't put any money in? What if we get an empty box?
Wah, see, there has to be something in each box. It's the law of magical something something.
Yeah. They could put rocks in it.
Yeah, they totally could.
That could satisfy the law of something something.
But then they would get reported, and we just cancel their subscription.
And meanwhile, we're out the price of a meal.
No. See, we'll charge a deposit on the box. If you cheat, you don't get that money back.
Oh, maybe.
You just don't trust people, do you, Gub?
Who got their wallet stolen by a 5-year-old?
Interesting. So this can transport anything?
Well, we still have to do a bit of testing.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Food's up!
Thanks, Petula. Come on, Gubbin, check this out.
Yeah, let's see.
Behold, the prototype delivery system for Meals by Magic.
Okay.
Aren't these boxes nice? I got in touch with this cabinet maker who used to do work for my dad.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's see it go.
Okay. No, sit down. Imagine I am a hungry customer. Oh, I'm so hungry. I want food, but I need convenience too. I look through the Meals by Magic menu and, oh boy, what do I find there? Peppered mock pigeon pie and mashed turnip. That sounds great. I want to put that in my belly. So I put the order in, somehow, still working on that part. And that's going to be 3 crowns, please, sir.
What? You want me to put in 3 crowns?
For the test, yes. Come on, Gub, you'll get them back. The other box is in the kitchen with Petula.
Hey, who's going to pay 3 crowns for a pie?
Remember, it's not just the pie. You are paying for the convenience. So, just put your coins in.
All right.
Close up the box there, just like that. Good. Now, while you're doing that, your meal is already being prepared by the Axe and Crowns expert chefs.
Yeah, guess we'll need some of those.
Petula, you ready in there?
1 mock pigeon pie, ready to go.
Okay, you may press the button when ready.
Here we go.
Bingo! The first ever delivery from Meals by Magic.
All right. Maybe you're on to something here, Stanny.
Did it work?
Oh, you bet it did. Look at that. Piping hot straight from the oven.
Not bad.
Huh?
Piping hot, huh?
Yeah, it's... Hey, wait, how come it's cold?
It's cold?
Cold? It's frozen.
What? I just took that out of the oven.
That's weird. Well, I'm sure we can sort that out. I'll ask Cal about it. The important thing is the customer has their meal.
we get paid. Ta-da!
Whoa! Fire!
Oh, hey, no!
Close that up!
No.
Get some water!
Why are the coins red hot?
You melted my money! Stan, I'm gonna
Hey, not now! Give me the bucket! Move that bucket over here!
Here, quick! Man, it smells like feet!
Everybody okay?
Oh, God, that reeks!
Darn it, that was a really nice cabinet!
Look, Stan, this is exciting progress and all, but maybe you can work on your new prototype somewhere else than in my tavern! Doesn't your buddy Kalzak have his own damn workshop?
He did, yeah. It burned down.
Should have seen that one coming.
But look, isn't this amazing? If he hadn't accidentally burned down his workshop, he wouldn't have had to rent a room here, and we never would have met and started this cutting-edge new business.
Yeah, we're all blessed.
It's gonna work, Gubbin.
I get it. Engineering something is complicated. It's gonna be messy. Just don't burn down my building, okay?
Okay.
And you owe me 3 crowns.
Okay, Cal's figured it out.
Oh, yeah? Do you get your magic boxes working?
Well, you see, here's the thing. A pie on a plate is a lot bigger and heavier than a couple of coins.
Oh, you're right. The man's a genius.
I know, right? So when you displace that excess matter, it all gets turned into heat or cold or something. It's the magical law of conversion. It's a law. It's a magical law. So something like that.
Oh, so we make really tiny pies.
No, come on. I'm being serious here. Wait, now I want tiny pies.
Hey, Stan, can you please make sure you and Cal clean up in here? I got some people coming by tonight.
Oh, sure. Hey, Petula, that counterweight idea totally worked. It's reduced the fire risk by 45%.
That's good news.
I know. Although for some reason you can't send grapes. It's super weird.
Is that what happened here?
No. This was us testing a long-distance delivery. It seems the further apart the boxes are, the more the cargo gets scrambled.
Yeah. Still edible, though.
Well, not really. The stew is all mixed together with little chunks of bowl.
Well, that's pretty good, actually.
Oh, well, you do you. Mm. All right. Who's going to be famous? Who's going to turn the restaurant business upside down? Who? Us. That's who.
The brochures do look pretty good.
Aren't they great? Oh, man, I can't believe this is finally happening.
Meals by magic. Grab some of Granville's greatest grub without leaving your home. Too bad we're bringing them here for a demo.
Hey, I worked hard on these pies.
Yeah, well, let's see if they impress all those fancy restaurant and hotel people.
People are gonna love them. Man, I wish Cal could be here.
Well,
I mean, yeah, apart from his shyness.
Also his tendency to yak away nonstop to his demon friend.
His guardian spirit.
His invisible demonic guardian spirit.
Yes, it's sort of like what it is. Yes,
it's exactly what it is.
Well, it was a good idea to have him stay in his room and let me do the pitching.
Yeah, so where is everybody?
Did you get the wrong time on the brochure again?
No, it's right. 11 a.m.? Maybe they're just late, I don't know.
All of them?
Oh, geez. Hey, wait. What the heck? Hey, everybody! It's over here, the demo's happening over here. Hello?
What's going on across the street?
Oh, no.
Something going on at the Badger and Bucket?
Yeah, there's banners up everywhere. Announcing a new breakthrough in food delivery. Mudlark Meals to Go.
They stole our idea. The Badger and Bucket are starting their own delivery business.
They're doing what? Those bastards!
Look, featuring fare from Farloria's finest food makers. Wow, those are some big names. Chateau Lumiere, the Royal Stork, all the bucket pubs, of course.
They stole our idea and beat us to market.
Do they have our little cabinets and everything?
They must have been spying on us this whole time.
This is why we don't have windows in the back room.
Oh, or maybe they gave your friend the wizard a better offer.
No, you guys, look. There's their big secret.
Where? What?
So they just hired a whole bunch of street urchins to deliver the food for them.
They stole your idea, Betula.
Well, not really my idea. I mean, it's basically like, you know, you lean out a window, you yell for some brat to bring you the biggest turkey from the shop around the corner. Right, except without the leaning out your window part.
Yeah, they must have some kind of dispatch system.
Oh, man, what are we gonna do now?
I'll tell you what we're gonna do now. We are gonna keep working on the Meals by Magic thing.
Yes.
Wait, you still think we have a shot?
Sure! Where's your competitive spirit? We gotta win at this!
It's true. Think of all the reasons you went with magical delivery.
Yeah. Our cabinets can get you the food in seconds.
And no one's stealing the middle out of your sandwich along the way.
Not to mention, there's plenty of other uses for your magic boxes.
Really? Are there?
Well, gee, yeah, getting cargo instantly from point A to point B. Well, let me think. Who could use that?
Maybe the post office. Or stores.
Yes, those places. Or I know some folks in the shipping business who'd love to get their hands on some of these boxes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Hey, like maybe you're in harbor and they want to get something past customs inspections a little quicker.
Sure, that kind of thing.
Smuggling. That's brilliant! Woohoo!
Okay, not so loud.
I bet Petula's friends would pay good money, even for a prototype.
Yes, they can be our initial investors.
Oh.
Let me talk to Cal.
Maybe don't use the word smuggling.
Oh, brain exploding. Listen, what if you disguised one of these as a hotel safe?
Oh, interesting.
Now, fellas, hold on.
But you can only pull that trick once.
True.
Somebody's gonna notice this stuff missing.
Okay, settle down, fellas.
Oh, sorry, you're right, yes. Legitimate tavern owner here. I know nothing of any criminal activities in this neighborhood.
Thanks.
Do you know any good counterfeiters?
The Axe and Crown, starring Hugo Jones, Art Carlson, and Marisa King. Script and sound design by Eli McElveen. Directed by Sean Howard and Eli McElveen. Produced by Sean Howard. Thanks to our supporting producers, Kim Bellinger, Ryan Cushman, and Kona. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. You can get early access to episodes, plus all new bonus stories, and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at albasalix.com.
They seem kind of small.
Yeah, who's our target Margaret here? Our target Margaret. I remember
it is Margaret. She
Margaret
is our target.
Margaret Portsmith.
Margaret, she, I loved her. Woohoo. Woohoo. Oh, I did it.
Woo-hoo.
Let me try that again. Woohoo.
Woohoo.
Stan, is that how you do it?
Woohoo.
Woohoo.
You're so close.
Stan, okay, maybe I just have to twist my thigh or something.
The woo. You're nailing the woo. I've never heard anybody get the woo so accurately before. It's the who where we run into trouble.
It's making my nipples erect.
Woohoo!
What is that? Oh yeah, now I get it. Woohoo!
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Are you two still awake?
Dad, we're too excited!
You'll be tired at Mockery Manor tomorrow, and it's bigger than ever, so you really do need to sleep.
Daddy, tell us about the new expansion.
Okay.
Yay!
Once upon a time, there was a wonderful place, Mockery Manor. Everyone loved it, but sometimes it felt lonely.
Aww.
The manor longed for a companion, so they built a whole new park right next door and called it Claytonville. And it was the
rootinest, tootinest place you ever did see. Yee-haw! Hop on board the brand new Mockery Railroad all the way to Claytonville. Toot toot! In Claytonville, there are 4 cowboy lands to explore. Lasso a goat in Farmin Valley. Kiss your girl's best friend in Lovelorn Town.
Stop it, Terry.
And in Cowboy Christmas Town, hop on down to the Bluegrass Grotto to meet Cowboy Santa.
Ho, ho, ho down!
And are you brave enough to ride the wildest ride in Claytonville? Look out. It's the Four Spurs Mine Train.
Yeehaw!
Are you sleepy now, kids?
Yes, Daddy. I can't wait to go to Mockery Manor and Claytonville.
2 parks in one and only $19.99 for a family of 4.
And how about you? Yeah, that's right. You. Listening to this. Are you ready to come back to Mockery Manor? Season 3. Available now.